107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's a pleasure to hear Brooke Windsor's voice from Stratford Public Library. Brooke, how are you?
Oh my gosh, Kate, I'm great.
It's been a long time.
It has been.
I'm so excited that you're back on the phone to talk Teen Maker Marketplace back again this year.
I am so excited. This is the third time we've done this program. Honestly, it gets better every year. It always amazes me what happens. Because again, we are basically turning local teens into craft vendors.
Mm-hmm.
They get to make their own business. They'll have like an online shop at the end of it. And then we've got this great big vendor show at the mall.
Yeah. So Teen Maker Marketplace is coming up May 24th at Stratford Mall. I cannot wait to see what these teens have made and, you know, come up with and done with their creative skills. But first, before we dive into that, let's tell people a little bit more about the program in case they have no idea what we're talking about.
No idea. Yeah. So what's been happening over the past month, basically we've got six local teens who want to turn their crafting hobbies into a business. They come into the library every week. We basically step-by-step them into how to create their business. They make a brand and a logo. They do marketing. They do photographs of their items. They set up their online store. And then they get to show off all their skills at the in-person vendor show.
That is so fun. And what a great opportunity for teens in our community.
Well, and that's the thing, right? They have a business ready to go at the end of this. They've already got a vendor show under their belt. Their online shop is up and ready to go. Like, they are ready to roll.
Yes, and I have actually seen some people from the one 2 years ago. I've actually seen some of those teens, you know, continuing. I've seen
they
them at local markets.
Yes.
Yeah, they're
honestly
doing well.
It's great.
Yeah, it really sets them up for success, right?
It does.
It does. So, coming up on May 24th at Stratford Mall, you said there were six teens this year.
Yes, so we've got six local teenagers. We have one person that does crochet stuffed animals. They are absolutely adorable. You will die. And then we've got another one who does crochet accessories, scarves and hats, stuff like that. We've got several jewelry makers, including bracelets and these amazing little wire rings. They're super cute.
Yeah.
We've, of course, got an artist. We can't do this without an artist who has a lot of different paintings. And then we have somebody who's doing 3D printed toys.
That is so cool.
Honestly, these kids just, they blow me away. They really do. They blow me away.
Absolutely. And I mean, nowadays with all the technology at their fingertips, right? They can do whatever they want.
Really, they can. And honestly, like just seeing them grow both as like just crafters and vendors, like this is my favorite program. It really is.
Yeah. Oh, it's so awesome. So we have all of those amazing products to look forward to on May 24th. I cannot wait.
Yes, please just come down to the mall. It runs from 1 o'clock until 3:30. So like you can stop by the mall, grab some lunch, and then come and enjoy the vendor show.
Yeah, absolutely. And Abby will be there as well in the Stratford Motor Products Community Cruiser. So she'll be there too, hanging out and probably shopping.
Probably shop. She usually does shop, and she usually does bring, you know, the speaker will be bumping tunes from the radio.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Brooke, I cannot wait. This is such a great event, and I'm so glad that it keeps coming back every year.
It is amazing. Thank you so much for having me, Kate.